What was your assessment of that, Billy?
Obviously a little bit of a disappointing day. We probably didn't get quite enough runs we would have liked, but I thought we did a pretty good job of just staying in the contest throughout the field innings, but yeah, obviously we just came up a little bit short.
What was their strength? What won it for them, do you think?
I thought Sam Elliott bowled really well. I think he had the ball moving, nipping around quite a bit this morning. So, he was probably their pick of the bowlers. So, I think that for the first hour and a half of the game was probably the difference.
You're glad to be back playing. You've had a few injury problems, haven't you, in the past?
Yeah, it's very nice to be back playing. I think, I had 2.5 years out of the game. So, it's nice to be back and playing. And, yeah, definitely much better than spending my time in the rehab room, that's for sure.
Yeah, so what does the future hold for you, do you think?
I never like to look too far ahead. I think I just like to take it one game at a time. Hopefully just keep improving out in the middle. Keep getting overs under the belt in games. And, yeah, hopefully just keep getting better.
Yep. Does the body feel good?
Yeah, the body's been good, yeah. So, I think the more you play, I think the better it gets. And, hopefully just have a nice good season and get plenty of cricket in.
Are you contracted in the BBL?
With Hobart, yep.
Yep. So how do you see that coming up?
It's not too far away. It's only a month away, but again, I don't like to look too far ahead. We've still got games left with Tasmania, so when that comes around, I'll switch on to that.
And also, I cover the Greater Northern Raiders. What's it like playing in that side?
Yeah, it's always good fun. I mean, obviously, I haven't played too many games yet, but they're a great bunch of boys. I don't know how they do it sometimes, travelling. Some of them travel about 3.5 hours, so they're a great bunch of lads, so hopefully get to play a few more games with them.
What do you think of the general concept of having a Northern composite side in the Southern competition?
Yeah, I think it's great. Obviously, it gives guys more opportunity playing in Hobart, more exposure. But yeah, as I said, I don't know how they do it. It's a long travel day, so kudos to them. Hopefully they enjoy it, which I'm sure they do.
Yeah, and just, I know you don't like to look ahead, but what would you like to get out of the summer? What are your goals for this summer?
Just have an injury-free season. Just play as much cricket as possible and hopefully, finish the season injury-free and get through the season and then hopefully build on that and then have another big year next year.
Are you starting to feel at home in Tasmania?
Yeah, I've been out here like 18 months now, so yeah, it feels like home. I've settled in and we've got a great bunch of boys, so I'm having a great time down here.
Lovely. Thanks, mate.
Me as well, but that's real quick. It's been a pretty decent start in the field, obviously undefeated, won a couple a little more up and down, but we're still in a really good position as a group. Two field games against New South Wales, what can the group achieve in the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think what we've done really well is I think we probably won from a couple of tough positions, I think, so the boys are showing great resilience, so I think our best cricket's still ahead of us, so the Shield boys are doing a terrific job. I think we're still on top, so obviously the goal is always to win the Shield. Obviously I think we're still in it with the one day, so hopefully we can just keep building, hopefully keep getting better. I think what we've shown, we've been able to win from difficult positions, so I think that's always a good sign.
Last one, it's been really batter friendly, I suppose, the one day cup so far. It looked like there was a fair bit in the pitch for the bowls. Was it actually nice to come out and cause a few troubles early? Your first spell was really imposing.
Obviously we had to take the 10 wickets otherwise because we only had 160 to defend, so it's always tough in those situations, but I thought the boys and everyone in the field did a great job of just staying in the contest and try and take it as deep as possible and give it a good crack, but yeah, obviously just a little bit short in the end.